New job? Growing family? Need a change of scenery? When life gives you a reason to move, start with Open Door. Request a cash offer in minutes. No prep work or showings needed. Or list with us and test the market with the cash offer to fall back on. You choose. Sell your way at opendoor.com. That's opendoor.com. Terms and conditions apply. Open Door Brokerage, LLC and Open Door Brokerage in California, DRE 020-611-30.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Sinn Féin has tabled a motion calling on Ireland to stop failing its children by denying their right to learn Irish and study through Irish. And Sinn Féin spokesperson for Gaeltacht and the Arts, Angus O'Snoddy, TD, joins us now this morning. Angus, good morning to you. Tell me this. Are Irish children who want to study through Irish, is that something that cannot happen for them at the moment in many areas?
Well, there's a huge amount of children can't progress from primary school to secondary school in particular, but there's also quite a lot who can't even get to primary school because there isn't a facility, there isn't a school in their vicinity. So, for instance, there's 50,000 at primary school at the moment. That's kind of about 8% of the population.
These are in Gaelscoileanna.
In Gaelscoileanna. And there's only 17,000 at second level. And that's a huge drop off. So that means that every single year there's children who have done their education through Irish kind of from the age of four onwards up to 12 and then have to because there is no...
And I'm not being facetious, but does it matter at that stage? Because presumably by then those children are bilingual and already have that leg up and already have that engagement with the language. So whether or not they're speaking English in school, is that a big deal if they don't go on to a Gaelcloisty?
Oh, it's a huge deal, and for children, it's not just being basically bilingual. It's adding to their ability to speak Irish. It's adding to their joy of it and mixing with other kids and learning subjects through Irish. Kind of is very difficult in many ways to switch from one language to another. I had to switch to English when I went to university. That was the first time I did any subject through English other than English itself. Kind of, and it does take its toll on you. Whereas if you're immersed,
does it? And again, I'm not trying to be smart because I have a lot of respect for the Irish language, so I'm not trying to rubbish it. But does it really? I mean, you were bilingual. You speak English perfectly fluently. What kind of a toll did it take on you to do a college course through a language that you're perfectly fluent in?
I was perfectly fluent, but it wasn't my first language. Kind of the texts weren't available. The aids in university weren't available. So it's the same in primary school and secondary school. Oscuaga, so the Gaelscoileanna and that do not have the same access to school books and texts, and even the buildings that they're in aren't fit for purpose in many cases. A higher proportion of Gaelscoileanna are not fit for purpose. So there is an attitude by the state, it looks like, that Irish language immersion schools are secondary or second class.
Is that fair, what you just said? Because I would imagine that, and by the way, I'm a huge fan of Gaelscoileanna, and I think they've seeded the Irish language in our communities in a way that nothing else has. Actually, any of the other things that have been done to support the Irish language over the years haven't been as effective as the Gaelscoileanna, so I think they're great. But having said that, I don't think it is that the state doesn't want to support them. Is it not the reality that we don't have enough teachers who actually speak Irish?
Well, there's a huge lack of teachers, but the state hasn't done anything to address that lack over the years. So it's not something just because of the current situation. It's always been the case that the state has always been brought kicking and screaming to the board in terms of Gaelscoileanna. Every single new Gaelscoileanna or Gaelcloisty has had to have a fight to get it delivered. And it's the same with the resources. And the fact that you have 11 counties that don't have a standalone secondary Gaelscoileanna means there's a problem.
So can I ask you, what do you want to see change? Because one of the difficulties in delivering this, I think we're both agreeing, is that there aren't enough teachers. So irrespective of whether you put down this motion or not, if we don't have the teachers, and you know, I noticed, I was reading stuff that you've said about this, and you were saying that people in some schools are taught Irish through English. I am that person. Like we read Peg in English. Do you know what I mean? Back in my day, because we, I don't know if it was because of my teacher, but certainly, or maybe it was because of us not being very good at Irish ourselves in the class. I don't know. But half of my Irish class was taught through English. We would learn the English word and like it wasn't, it, there was no ability to speak really sort of there at all. If the teachers aren't there, what exactly do you want the state to do?
Well, we need to get the teachers. And that's one of the problems. We need to ensure that there's enough teachers being trained, that the teaching allowance is brought back to encourage teachers to teach true Irish, to ensure that there's enough teachers in Gaels Cullinan, but in Gaels Coláiste in particular, where there's a major
drop-off.
So we
should be incentivising teachers to be...
Incentivising, yes. We need to address the fact that there isn't any... colleges in some parts of the country, and that would make it easier for those children in those areas, so they wouldn't have to travel long distances. As I said, there's 11 counties without a Gaels Coláiste, so that needs to be addressed, and that means that one of the particular issues with teachers is often around or urban areas, big cities, kind of where it's too costly for teachers to live, whereas if you spread out the schools, then it okay. might make it easier.
Maybe last question for you, do you support, and does Sinn Féin support, a Dublin waiting for teachers?
Well, it's there. It's not just for teachers. There's other issues. Other
key workers, nurses, guards, what have you?
For key workers, the state has set itself a provision in Ochnadanga Gaefagula, which means that 20% of those who are recruited into the civil service have to have a B1 level in Irish, so an efficiency in spoken language. That won't be reached unless the state kind of takes certain actions, and that means kind of giving the extra allowance and the extra supports to those who are.
I'm not clear. Are you saying that there should be a Dublin waiting for Irish speakers in key roles?
No, it's a restorative teaching allowance would be a start. So that's just to ensure that, to encourage people to speak. Dublin waiting. Dublin isn't the only city. So I wouldn't go down that road at this stage.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Sinn Féin spokesperson for Gaeltacht and Arts, Aengus O'Snoddy. Let us know what you think about that. Do we need to do more? Are you feeling, I suppose, disadvantaged by not being able to access Gaels Coláiste or Gaels Scoileann? Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.